God be, may God receive all the glory.
在出国前学英文的时候，我背过一篇英文的范文。
Before going abroad, when I was learning English, I learned this one model essay.
这个文章不长，一共十句话，272个字。
It's not a very long essay. It's only 10 sentences and 272 words.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth to this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
87年前，我们的先辈在这个大陆上创立了一个新国家，它孕育于自由之中，奉行所有人受造平等的原则。
这是林肯的格迪斯堡讲演。
This is President Lincoln's Gettysburg Address.
在这段话里，我第一次知道 score 也是二十的意思。
From this sentence, I first knew that score meant 20.
好像中文当中的念。
It's like this character in Chinese that meant the same thing.
这个字的原意啊是刻痕。
This word originally meant making an incision.
古时候啊，这个英国人放羊，大概他们的数学不好，数啊数啊，数到二十就记不住了，所以要在牧羊杖上刻一道。
In the ancient times, the English shepherds, maybe their math wasn't too good, so when they were counting sheep, they couldn't remember after counting to 20. As such, they would make an incision in a tree after every 20 sheep.
我猜林肯读的圣经是英王钦定本。
I'm guessing that President Lincoln was reading the King James Version of the Bible.
那上面诗篇九十篇说到人的一生的年岁是七十岁的时候，他就是说 70 years and 10.
In the King James Version in Psalm 90, what it says that the life of a man is 70 years old, it says it is 70 years and 10.
二十是一个很大的数目，是人生中的里程碑。
So then 20 is a significant number. It's a milestone in a person's life.
我们今天联合聚会，中文堂、英文堂、青年、儿童，我们在一起啊，向主献上敬拜，纪念活水福音教会20周年。
Today we are joining together, Mandarin, Echo, Youth, Children, all gathering together to worship and to commemorate the 20-year anniversary of Living Water Evangelical Church.
刚才我们看到那段视频，勾起很多的回忆，那都是神的恩典。
And we saw from the video many memories of God's grace.
神的恩典是岁月的冠冕，我们走过的路径都滴下脂油。
God's grace has crowned our years, and the paths that we have walked were anointed with oil.
我们向主献上欢呼，献上感恩啊！我们也一起来读《使徒行传》的第一章的6-11节。
We shout for joy to the Lord and give Him thanks, and let us also read together Acts chapter 1, verses 6-11.
回顾2000年前，在耶稣升天以前，给他的儿女最后的托付。
Remembering the last words that Jesus entrusted to His sons and daughters 2000 years ago before He ascended.
我们要从当年众使徒从耶稣基督所领受的来思想主今天给我们的使命和意向。
We'll be looking at what the disciples received from the Lord that day to consider our commission and vision today.
愿主的话带领我们走向新的20年。
May the words of the Lord lead us to a new 20 years.
请大家用你习惯的语言跟我一起来读，我们就不翻译了这一段。
Let us read together in the language that you are comfortable with.
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。短短的六节经文记录了人类历史上一个极其重要的时刻，这个时刻就是主耶稣被接升天。
These six short verses recorded an incredibly important moment in human history, that is the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这之前的40天， 这些门徒们经历了狂欢节一样的梦幻时光。
In the 40 days prior to this, the disciples experienced a fantastical time, like a carnival.
耶稣死而复活了，坟墓空了，而且是耶稣来到这个使徒的中间，把自己活活的显给人们看，而且教导他们神国的事。
Jesus rose from the dead, and the grave is empty, and he presented himself, his live body, to his disciples.
众人非常的兴奋，他们同时觉得，哎呀，时候到了，耶稣作王，以色列国要复兴了。
Everyone was ecstatic, thinking that the time has come when Jesus will be crowned as king, and the restoration of Israel is at hand.
就在这一天，耶稣领他们从约旦河西的这个一个小村庄叫伯大尼，啊，来到了橄榄山的西侧山顶。
But on that day, Jesus led them from a small village called Bethany, which is west of the Jordan River, to the Mount of Olives.
站在这个山顶上呢，可以遥遥地望见建在锡安山上的圣城，隔着那个吉伦溪谷。
As they were standing on the west peak of the Mount of Olives, they could see the holy city on Mount Zion, just across the Kidron Valley.
众人其实没想到，说着说着话，耶稣升天而去了。留下这些人目瞪口呆。
And they did not expect that as they were speaking, Jesus ascended into the sky, leaving everyone in utter shock.
他们没有想到耶稣在地上的日子结束了，要走，要离开他们。
They were not expecting the end of Jesus' days on earth, leaving them.
他们的肉眼以后要见不到耶稣了。
They cannot see Jesus anymore with their physical eyes.
耶稣非常清楚地知道分手的时刻到了。
But Jesus knew very clearly that this was the time for farewell.
他不再以肉身的形式住在他的子民中间。
That he no longer is living in the midst of us through his physical form.
刚才我们读到了耶稣最后的话，告别的话。
And we read just now from the scripture passage the last words from Jesus.
这段话非常重要，它有三个部分。
And this is a very important passage, has three parts.
第一个是纠正错误的观念，第二是赐下宝贵的应许。第三，指明前进的方向。
First is rectifying improper perspectives. Second is signifying a precious promise. And third is specifying the way forward.
耶稣复活以后，在地上停留了40天，10次向门徒显现。
After Jesus' resurrection, he stayed on the earth 40 days, appearing to the disciples 10 times.
有超过500弟兄见到过他。
With over 500 brothers having seen him.
复活的第一日清晨。先在墓园向抹大拉的玛利亚和几位姐妹显现，接着显给彼得看。
In the morning of Jesus' resurrection, he first appeared to Mary Magdalene and a few sisters outside the tomb, and then appeared to Peter.
之后到了以马忤斯的路上，向那两位情绪低落的门徒同行，给他们讲解圣经，使他们眼睛明亮，后来认出了复活的主。
He appeared to 2 disciples on the road to Emmaus who were depressed over Jesus' death. And while they were walking together, Jesus explained to them the scriptures, opening their eyes to recognize him.
于是心里的火被点燃了，转身了，回耶路撒冷去。
And the fires in their hearts were reignited as they turned back to Jerusalem.
就在那个晚上，当门徒在耶路撒冷聚集的时候，耶稣第五次向他们，这是耶稣第五次显现。第五次显现的时候，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
On that night, when the disciples were gathering, Jesus appeared to them for the 5th time, saying, "Peace to you."
那个时候，叛徒犹大已经吊死了，门徒基本到齐。耶稣呢，向这批核心同工做了3件事。
And at that time, since Judas has already hung himself, all the remaining disciples were present. And to these believers, Jesus said 3 things.
第一是教导。讲解圣经，指明他就是基督，是旧约中的弥赛亚。
The first is he taught them, explaining the Bible, making clear that he is the Christ, the Messiah from the Old Testament.
第二是差遣，命令他们往普天下去，奉主的名传悔改赦罪的道。
The second is he commissioned them, commanding them to go into the world, preaching repentance and forgiveness in the name of the Lord.
第三是应许，要他们在城里等候，告诉他们将会有能力从天上降下来。从上头降下来，降在他们身上。
And the third is he promised them, telling them to wait in the city, as there will be a power that comes from on high that descends upon them.
又过了八天，耶稣特意来到门徒的聚会当中，向那个之前没有见到他的那个多疑的多马显出自己手上的钉痕和肋旁的枪伤。
After 8 days, Jesus came to the gathering of the disciples again, revealing himself to Thomas, who had previously not seen him, and he revealed his nail wounds in his hands and the pierced wounds on his side.
多马的信心坚固了，对耶稣喊出：“我的主，我的神。”
So that doubting Thomas, his faith might be strengthened, crying out, "My Lord and my God."
再往后，耶稣在加利利海边向那个打鱼的彼得、雅各、约翰等七个。已经有点疲倦有点灰心的门徒显现，让153条大鱼装满了他们的网。
And after that, Jesus appeared to 7 discouraged and tired disciples, including Peter, James, and John, who were fishing, and caused 153 fishes to fill their nets.
早饭后，耶稣三次对彼得说，你喂养我的羊。
And after breakfast, Jesus said to Peter 3 times, feed my sheep.
他呼召彼得来跟从自己。
He's calling Peter to follow himself.
接下来是宣教史上可能是最重要也是最伟大的时刻。
Afterwards, it's probably the greatest moment in missions.
在加利利的山，有的学者认为就是塔伯山上。
In Galilee, on the Mount Tabor,
十一个门徒围在耶稣的周围。
11 disciples gathered around Jesus.
耶稣颁布了大使命。
And he gave them the great commission.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Saying, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
我们详细的讲这么多的背景，是为了来看门徒问主的这句话。
So we're talking about all this context is because we want to look at what the disciples were asking Jesus.
主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
And they said to the Lord, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?"
这个问题听起来非常的突兀，非常的刺耳，与主颁布的大使命完全不合拍。
And so what they're saying, their question is contradicting to what the Lord had commanded them in the Great Commission.
所以主耶稣很决然地说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的。
So the Lord Jesus said sternly to them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has fixed."
这不是对问题的回答，这是对问题的否定。
It is not an answer to the disciples' question, but it's a rejection of their question.
这个问题是错的，错在哪儿呢？
And this question is wrong, and why is it wrong?
第一错是狭隘，他只想到了以色列国。
The first is that the disciples were narrow-minded, thinking only of Israel.
这是只以一个族群为中心，而不是以神为中心。
They were basing an ethnic group as the center, and not with God as the center.
他们只希望自己的国家强大，恢复往日的辉煌。
What they wanted was for their own nation to regain superiority and to regain its past glory.
但是主的心意啊，是天国呀。是神的国度啊，是要借着以色列让万国万民都得到神的恩福。
But the Lord's will is geared towards the kingdom of heaven, for his kingdom is to establish Israel and through Israel bring blessings to all the nations.
这个第二错呢，是一种藏在里边的自大，他以神的选民的身份而骄傲。
And the second mistake that they made is an arrogance. They were proud of their identity as God's chosen people.
我们是主的选民，主给我们点秘密，让我们知道，比别人知道的多。
Since we're God's chosen people, God has given us this mystery, and so we know more than other people.
第三是懈怠，完全没有想到为主做工，而只想到享受主做工的果效。
And third is their indolence or their laziness. They did not want to work for the Lord, but they wanted to receive the fruit of the Lord's work.
他们说什么？说主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
See, what they're saying was, "Lord, you restored Israel."
谁工作啊？
And who's doing the work?
你工作。
It's the Lord doing the work.
谁享福啊？我享福。
And who's receiving the benefits? I am receiving the benefits.
主拉车，我坐车。
And the Lord is pulling the wagon, I'm just sitting in the wagon.
主负责让他的国复兴，他们可以坐享其成。
The Lord's responsibility is to restore their nation, and they could just sit and wait.
这种只想以色列复国，只想知道日期的秘密，只期待主做工的错误观念，还是 在当时其实在一些人当中是相当流行的。
So these three wrong perspectives of only wanting to restore Israel, wanting to know the mystery, and expecting the Lord to do the work himself was very prominent at that time.
一方面，使徒们火热地传福音，家庭教会纷纷建立起来。
And on one hand, the disciples were passionately sharing the gospel and building house churches.
也有人觉得反正主就要来了，不需要做什么，安心等着上天堂的时候就行了。
But there were others thinking that since the Lord is coming, you know, I don't need to do anything. I can just sit here and wait.
聚在一起，福音没有传开。
And they were gathering together, and so the gospel wasn't able to go forth.
后来斯提凡被捕殉道了，大逼迫来临了，门徒被迫四散。
But what happened was that Stephen was arrested and murdered, and persecution came upon the Christians, and they were forced to separate.
主任凭逼迫来到，是要让他们走出舒适圈。
God allowed for persecution to come so that they can walk out of their comfort zones.
在艰难困苦的中来经历神的同在，让灵命得以成长，使命得以完成。
In the midst of difficulties and sufferings, they may experience the presence of God so that they may grow spiritually.
回想起20年前福音堂的事工正在酝酿的时候。
Thinking back 20 years ago when we're still in the developmental stages of church planting.
那时候同工团队在一起啊，读马鞍峰教会华里克牧师的《直奔标杆》那本书。
Our team met together and we're reading this book by Rick Warren, who's the pastor of Saddleback Church, his book, The Purpose-Driven Church.
那个书的序言里说，冲浪是一门驾着神所创造的浪潮的艺术。
In the prologue of the book, it said, surfing is the art of riding waves that God has built.
说只有神能叫教会成长，神造浪，神的子民呢，要乘上神所造的浪。
That only God can make a wave, only God can grow the church, and the people of God are to ride the waves that God has created.
我们常常习惯是问说，主啊，你让我做什么？哎呀，我怎么听不到你的声音？我不知道你要让我做什么。
We often come before God and we ask Him, Lord, what do you want me to do when you speak to me?
其实我们更应该主动地睁大眼睛去看神在做什么。
But we need to actively open our eyes to see what God is doing.
去看神兴起的浪潮在哪里。
To see where God is raising up waves.
以赛亚书51:15
Isaiah 51:15 says this.
我是耶和华你的神，搅动大海，使海中的波浪喷轰。
I am the Lord your God who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar.
所以怎么明白神的旨意呢？
So how do we know God's heart?
看神在做什么。
We need to see what God is doing.
上帝兴起的浪潮在哪里？他对我们的呼召就在那里。
Where God is raising up waves, that's where his calling for us is.
我们要以神为中心，不断地走出舒适圈，去看神的工作，然后来履行神的使命。
We need to keep God at the center and walk out of our comfort zones and fulfill His mission for us.
这正是20年前的情形。
And this is what happened exactly in 20 years ago.
神让我们清楚地看到，有这么多的未得之民来到了芝加哥西郊，来到了 Naperville, 来到了周边的地区。
God allowed us to see that there were so many unreached people that came to the western suburbs.
这就是神兴起的浪啊！
And this is the wave that God has raised for us.
那个时候，同工们一起踏浪而上，开拓职堂，活水福音教会就顺势而生了。
So at that time, we stepped on the waves together to plant this church, and that is how Living Water Evangelical Church came to be.
20年来，神让我们经历了他的国度的扩展，这条路我们要坚定不移地继续地走下去。
In the past 20 years, God allowed us to experience the expansion of His kingdom, and we must continue to walk down this path.
第二，他赐下了宝贵的应许。
Second, He signified a precious promise.
主复活已经40天了。
The Lord has been resurrected for 40 days.
在这些天里，他苦口婆心地向门徒们讲解圣经，就是为了让他们能够担负起大使命的重任。
And in those days, he explained the scriptures to the disciples with great effort and diligence so that the disciples can carry the responsibility.
可你们看，眼前马上主就要被接升天了，这些门徒竟然还不开窍，那真是急人了。
But we see that the Lord is about to ascend, but these disciples still don't understand. It's such a worrying notion.
面对门徒们的愚笨，主耶稣很有怜悯，他没有责骂他们。 他以极大的爱和怜悯来开导他们。
Facing the disciples' foolishness, the Lord Jesus did not rebuke them, but he taught them with love and mercy.
他赐下了宝贵的应许，就是要圣灵从上面来浇灌门徒。
He gave them a precious promise, that is, the Holy Spirit will be poured out upon the believers.
这是在旧约中已经预言了的，马上就要实现了。
This has been prophesied in the Old Testament and about to be fulfilled here in the New Testament.
果然，十天以后，五旬节的聚会中，圣灵如主所应许的降临了。
And not surprisingly, after 10 days in the gathering of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
好像大风吹过。如同火焰显现，分开落在门徒的个人的头上。
It's like a mighty rushing wind blowing through, and like fire appearing on the heads of the believers.
他们都被圣灵充满，按照圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来了。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, beginning to speak in other tongues.
人类历史上第一次国际布道会，盛大、隆重、热烈的召开了。
So this is the grand opening of the first international evangelism meeting.
刚才我评论这些门徒们的问主的问题啊，复兴以色列国的那个观念，我说它是狭隘的、自大的、懈怠的表现，他们一定不同意的。
So just now I criticized the disciples' perspectives of restoring Israel as narrow-minded, arrogant, and indolent, and they will probably disagree.
他们可能会说，大使命的任务那么难、那么艰巨，若是以色列国不先复兴，怎么能完成呢？
They might say, the Great Commission is so difficult. If Israel is not as restored, how can we fulfill this?
以色列人还没有国家，政治地位低下，受罗马人奴役，一副灰头土脸的样子，哎，怎么干呢？
So the Jews had no country of their own. They had no political standing. They were servants to the Romans in such an embarrassing state. How were they to go forth and share this gospel?
我们凭什么去说服普天下万民来做主的门徒呢？
How can we convince others to become the Lord's disciple?
啊，主啊，请你先复兴大卫的国。
Lord, please restore the country of David.
然后我们才能为你工作呀。
So that we may work for you.
然而，天国的准则是超越地上的国度的。
But rather, the standard of the kingdom of heaven is far above that of the earth.
如先知撒迦利亚宣告的。
As Prophet Zechariah prophesied,
万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
重要的不是国家的复兴。
The most important thing is not the restoration of their nation.
首先，最重要的是神的子民悔改复兴。
The most important thing is the revival and repentance of God's people.
重新有了敬畏和敬虔的心。
Having a reverent heart for the Lord.
所以耶稣告诉门徒，也是对我们今天的基督徒讲的话。
So Jesus tells the disciples, and he's speaking to us today.
不要担心自己没有能力。
Do not worry about your own abilities.
只要专心等候圣灵的降临，要敞开心，让圣灵进来。
But patiently wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Open your hearts to allow the Spirit to come in.
让圣灵洁净、充满、引导我们。圣灵是圣工的力量之源。
Let the Spirit enter, cleanse, fill, and lead us, for the Holy Spirit is the power of doing holy work.
我们走在圣灵的带领之中，就无坚不摧，无往不胜。
As we walk with the Holy Spirit, there is no obstacle too great, and there is no battle too difficult.
圣灵的降临代表着主的同在。
The coming of the Holy Spirit signified the presence of the Lord.
耶稣虽然被接升天了，但是以马内利的神却没有走，他从来都没有离开。
Even though Jesus ascended, but Emmanuel God never left us.
借着圣灵，我们知道主在父里面，我们在主里面，主也在我们里面。
Through the Holy Spirit, we know that the Lord is in the Father, and we are in the Lord as the Lord is in us.
于是我们成了新造的人。
So that we are a new creation.
我们读经、祷告、服事、见证，这就成了我们新的生命样式。
So that when we read the scriptures, pray, serve, and testify for Him, this is our new lifestyle.
想一想，主让圣灵降下来，让门徒们得到能力，是为了什么呀？
Think about it. Why did the Lord allow the Holy Spirit to come and give power to the disciples?
是为主做见证。
It is to be His witness.
接着问，做什么见证？
So then, what are we witnessing about?
有两个方面。
There are two aspects to this.
第一个方面是神降世为人的见证。
First is to be a witness of the incarnation of Christ.
向全世界见证主天国的君王 降世为人，活出了充满爱的纯全的生命。
To testify that the Lord, who is the King of heaven, came to earth and became man, lived out a love-filled and pure life.
见证主耶稣的人性和历史性。
And testifies of the Lord Jesus' humanity and historicity.
他是真实的、完全的人。
That he is a real and complete person.
第二是死里复活的见证。
And second is the witness for his resurrection.
主天国的君王在十字架上舍身流血，献上了赎罪祭。
The Lord who is the King of heaven would bleed on the cross and present himself as a sin offering.
这见证什么呢？见证了他的主耶稣的神性和永恒性。
This testified of the divine nature of the Lord Jesus and his eternality.
他是荣耀的主，是完全的神。
That he is a glorious, complete God.
不要担心我们自己是Nobody, 什么都不是。
Let us not worry that we are nobody.
主的见证有改天换地的力量。
The witnessing of the Lord has the power to make the impossible possible.
能使罪人悔改，能使恶者灭亡。
For sinners to repent and for evildoers to be eradicated.
回想这二十年来，我们活水福音教会所做的，不就是这些吗？
Thinking about the past 20 years, isn't this what Living Water Evangelical Church has done?
我们踏着使徒的足迹为主做见证。
We follow the footsteps of the disciples to witness for the Lord.
大大小小的不同形式的布道会、见证会，怎么也有上百次吧。
Hundreds of evangelism meetings in all different forms and sizes.
在我们这儿受洗的、归主的弟兄姐妹近千人。
And in the midst of us, there's been almost 1,000 who have come to know the Lord and been baptized.
我们向主感恩。
We give thanks to the Lord.
是他打发我们去收获福音的果实。
That he has sent us to reap the fruits of the gospel.
也经历与他同工的喜乐。
Experiencing the joy of serving with him.
放眼望去，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
When we lift our eyes, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
这个月是宣教月。
This month is missions month.
求主特别的复兴我们，挑旺我们宣教的火。
May the Lord specifically revive us and lighten us a fire for missions.
在新的二十年里继续的为主发光。
That in these next 20 years, we may continue to shine bright for the Lord.
第三，指明前进的方向，从社区到地极。
And third is he specified the way forward from community to the ends of the earth.
常听有人说呀，有的还是信主一段时间，一代那个人，他跟我说，他说我信主一段时间了，但是我没有什么与主相交的体验。
I've often heard people say, you know, they've known the Lord for quite some time, but they don't have much experience of communing with the Lord.
常有人问我说，牧师啊，怎么能让主向我显现一下呢？
And they say to me, Pastor Hua, how can the Lord make himself known to me?
我要告诉你们一个好消息。
Let me tell you a good news.
主已经应许了要向我们显现，而且是今生，不是来世。
The Lord has answered our wishes of make himself known to us, showing himself to us, not in the future, but in the present.
在约翰福音十四章，主耶稣和门徒吃完了最后的晚餐，对他们说。
In John 14, after the Lord Jesus had the last supper with his disciples, he said to them,
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
He says to them, whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
请大家注意啊，经文说了，要想经历主，必须爱主。
Let us note here that if you want to experience the Lord, you must love the Lord.
而且要明白主的命令，并且遵守。
You need to know his commandments and follow them.
那么什么是主的命令啊？
So then what is the Lord's command?
有三段经文非常重要，我们必须烂熟于心。
And there are three passages that we need to grill into our hearts.
其实大家也熟悉。
And we must be familiar with them.
第一是马太福音二十二章三十七到四十节。
The first is Matthew 22, 37 to 40.
耶稣对他们说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
Where Jesus said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And this is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这段叫什么呀？
What is this called?
大家都知道什么？大诫命。
It is the great commandment.
第二段呢，是我们前面也提过的马太福音28:19-20。
And second is what we had talked about previously, Matthew 28:19-20.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
You are to go, therefore, make disciples of all nations.
这是我们熟悉的什么？大使命。
This is what we know as the Great Commission.
所以诫命、使命。
So, commandment and commission.
今天我们读的这个经文呢，盼望大家再记住今天经文当中的第八节。
Today, what we read in Acts 1:8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
这一段我把它叫做大异象。
This passage can be called the Great Vision.
这是大意象，这段的意象呢有全体性，是给所有人的，有前瞻性，他讲到最后的福音的充满地极的那个时刻，而且他还有终极性，他告诉我们要迎接主的再来。我再说一次，他有全体性，有前瞻性，而且有终极性，这是一个大意象。
So this vision is for all people and it has a prophesying nature, it calls forth what is to comeAnd it has a final goal in mind.
当我们活出大诫命，履行大使命，而且实践大意象的时候，必然经历主的同在。
So then when we live out the great commandment, carry out the great commission, and practice the great vision, we will surely experience the presence of the Lord.
地极在哪里啊？
So where is the ends of the earth?
学者给出了不同的解释。
Scholars have provided different explanations.
有的说是西班牙，有的说是罗马。
Some say Spain, others say Rome.
其实地极不是指地球上的某一个特定的位置。
But actually, the ends of the earth isn't referring to a specific place.
这节经文是意象，所以它是意象中的终极目标。
But this passage is a vision, so it's the final goal of this vision.
直到地极意味着要把福音传到每一个角落，要传给每一个未得之民。
So to the ends of the earth means carrying the gospel to every corner of the earth, to every unreached person.
大家注意到吗？就离我们不远，往西一个半街区。
Have you noticed that if you are not too far from here, if you go west about a block and a half from here,
那边是瑞伯基督教会。
That used to be the Naperville Christian Church.
你们注意到那个教会变样了吗？
Have you noticed that church has changed?
屋顶上的十字架拆掉了。
The cross has been taken down from the roof.
这个透明那个彩色玻璃被遮挡了。
And the stained glass windows were blocked from the inside.
因为教会解散了，教会的建筑被穆斯林买去，改成了清真寺。
Because that church has been dismissed and the building was bought by Muslims and turned into a mosque.
属灵征战是非常真实的，就发生在我们的身边，就发生在我们的社区。
So spiritual warfare is real. It's happening around us. It's happening in our community.
怎么跨文化呀？
So how do we cross culture?
你跨过马路就跨了文化了。
If you cross the street, you're crossing culture.
怎么到达地极啊？走过马路，那就是地极。
So how do we go to the ends of the earth?Cross the street and we're at the ends of the earth.
现在网络时代已经来临，宣教不仅是全职宣教士的工作，更是我们每一个在主里蒙了恩的人的日常的责任。
And as we enter into the age of internet, missions is not just the work of full-time missionaries, but it's the daily work of us who have received God's grace through the Lord.
当年呢，大家记得刚才我们读的经文啊，门徒在橄榄山上抬着头望天，有点傻呆呆的样子，那个时候白衣天使就来对他们说话了。
Remember on that day when they were staring, when the disciples were staring into Christ's ascension, an angel in white spoke to them.
告他们说耶稣怎么样往天上去，他还要怎样再来。
And the angel said to them, this Jesus who was taken up from you in this way, he will come in the same manner.
那个时候圣灵还没降下来，他们还是没听懂。
And at that time, the Holy Spirit hasn't come yet, so they did not understand this.
应该就是那个之后吧，橄榄山的地价大涨。
But after that, the real estate prices of Mount Olives rose sharply.
它成了什么呢？它成了犹太人墓地的首选。
So what did it become? It became the first choice for grave sites for the Jews.
我去过那儿，那个山包不大，那个不大的山包上， 遍布了150,000个墓穴。
It's a small mountain, Mount of Olives is, but it's covered in over 150,000 graves.
反映出一种想法。
And so they have this idea.
人们想睡在那里等着主再来。
And they want to sleep there waiting for the Lord to come.
这不是天使的意思啊。
This is not what the angel meant.
天使是在提醒我们要抓紧时间多做主工多结果子来迎接主的再来。
The angel is reminding us to work for the Lord and so that we may bear fruit and welcome the Lord.
两手空空是无颜见主面的。
So lest when the Lord comes, we have nothing to present to him and we have no face, we can't face him.
在我们纪念20周年的时候，我们特别感谢圣灵的引导。
As we commemorate these 20 years, we thank the Holy Spirit's leading.
我们的教会从一开始就是以传福音为一切事工的中心。
That from the beginning, our church has been centered around sharing the gospel.
从我们的名字上就看得出来。
From our name, Living Water Evangelical Church, we can see this.
当初我们起名的时候，大家一致同意啊，就是大家压倒性的意见都是说要叫活水福音教会。
So when we're thinking about this name, we unanimously agreed on this name.
我们既不提中华，也不提国语。
We don't want, you know, the word Chinese or Mandarin in the name.
这表达的就是超越族群、超越文化、广传福音到地极的这样的理念。
And our intent was to cross ethnic cultural boundries to the ends of the earth.
2009年11月，我们的新堂就是这个地方落成了。
In November 2009, our church, this place, this building was completed.
还记得我们第一次在这里边正式聚会吗？
You remember the first official meeting in this church building?
那是连续3天的布道大会。
It was a 3-day evangelistic meeting.
在我们走向新的20年的时候，
As we march towards a new 20 years,
主又赐给我们新的意象。
The Lord has given us a new vision.
就是要以线上线下相结合的这个多点的方式来职堂拓展。
And this new vision is this, that we are to church plan through a combination of online and offline means to establish a multi-site system.
中央厨房多点敬拜家庭关怀分区牧养。
With a central kitchen and multi-site worship and an emphasis on caring for the family and district pastoral care.
主再来的脚步声近了弟兄姐妹们。
The sound of the Lord's footsteps is growing louder.
求主打开我们的视野，眺望我们心中为主做工的火。
May the Lord open our eyes and fan into flame the heart, fire in our hearts to work for the Lord.
我们不仅要一如既往的与宣教机构跟宣教士们同工合作。
Not only are we to continue to partner with missionaries and missionary organizations.
以我们在主面前持续不断的祷告来托住他们。
We're supporting them through praying continuously.
也要以慷慨的奉献来支持宣教士的需要。
We will also need to generously offer financial support for the missionaries.
同时我们自己每一个我们都要成为宣教的人。
But at the same time, we all must become missionaries ourselves.
在社区在职场传讲福音活出见证。
In our community, in our workplaces, sharing the gospel and living it out as witnesses.
愿我们的教会不断成长，长盛不衰，让主的心意得满足。
And may our church continue to grow, flourish continuously, and be pleasing in the sight of the Lord.
让我们一起说阿门。
Let's say together, Amen.
我们用诗歌来回应。
Let us respond with songs.